There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here's my Friday present for you, okay?
Folks, okay.
Scott Hannon here, Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God. Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, Super Bowl edition of the program. This is just for Todd. Are you kidding me? That's for you. And by the way,
I get it.
I did steal it from Phil Parker, just so you know, but you know, all the best ideas come from somebody else. But are you kidding me? There's a Kitten Bowl now. You know, I know this will not endure me to a large members of this vast audience across the Northern Plains. I don't much like cats.
What?
No,
what's
I don't.
Problem?
I'm a dog guy. Five in our family, you know. So,
wow.
We've the puppy bowl. Now that's cool. The kitten bowl. Give me a break. I can't even believe it.
And
I
okay, think, but you haven't seen it. At least flip it on for a few minutes and get the hang of it. You can't.
Well,
that's like hating spinach when you've never tried spinach or anything else.
Look, I know what a bunch of wimpy cats are going to do. Just
How do you know these are wimpy cats? It could be feral cats out of an alley or something. Okay, they're probably not. They're on the Hallmark Channel, but still.
Little pretty kitties, you know, like, you gotta turn that on. You gotta be kidding me.
So you wouldn't want some kitty purring in your ear and rub it against you. Oh, Scott, I love you. You'd hate that?
No, yeah, I would not like that. I would start...
Crying out loud.
My eyes would water and, you know...
Okay, so you're allergic then is what's going on.
I don't know. I don't like them. I'm just telling you I don't like them. I'm just being honest. I'm always honest here. You get the real deal. So
I'll give you that.
So here's the question: puppy bowl or kitten bowl? Let's settle this once and for all today on the program. You can tell I could care less if the Seahawks or the Patriots win because to me this is the big story. You know, I've seen the good commercials already. They're already ruining that. I used to love the Super Bowl for the commercials, but now you see the good ones.
Yes, exactly. Remember the old days where you used to watch the Super Bowl commercial breaks for the commercials, except now they're online beforehand, so now you can actually go to the bathroom, get food, whatever you need to do?
Yeah. So, question for you. You know, again, you can settle this debate on Kitten Bowl versus the Puppy Bowl, which is the bigger deal. And if you want to, you know, throw a pitch across the plate and back me off a little bit, that's okay on the kitten thing. Here's the telephone numbers, by the way, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Press 1 and leave your message. That could be a kitten bowl versus a puppy bowl comment. Could be whether you like the commercials more, the parties more, you know, the hoopla more. If you have a favorite, if you actually want one of these teams to win, go ahead and, you know, do a little trash talk. Here's the big dilemma, I think. The Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman evidently is expecting a child. And it isn't like due on Super Bowl Sunday, but fairly quick. So, you know, the media, they of course, are going to ask. And they're saying, hey, Richard, what are you going to do? He won't answer. He says, he's hoping his baby's going to do him a little favor and wait until after Super Bowl Sunday. My question is, what would you do? Todd, it's the game, right? It's Super Bowl Sunday. There you are. You're since you were, you know, playing flag football, you dream of being in a Super Bowl, but you have a big life moment, in this case a baby boy coming. What do you do?
Okay, you know it's a boy, so there's a chance that a better chance than if it were a girl, that it's a football fan. So do you want to live your child's life having blown off the Super Bowl when you had the chance to go? I say you go to the game anyway.
Wow. Complete opposite on my part. When they lower Richard Sherman into the ground, how many Super Bowl games he was in, how he performed in that game, all of the career accolades are not going to matter. What's going to matter is how good a dad was he. That's what really matters, right? And so to me, absolute no-brainer. I would have provisions in place to say, if that baby's coming, I'm going to be there for the birth of my son. I don't even think this is a decision myself. So there again, you have two Todd's taking the wimpy kitten bowl, And I'm taking the Puppy Bowl, and Todd's saying the Super Bowl is more important than,
I love dogs. I love the Puppy Bowl. I love them both. I just don't, hate cats like you do. That's the difference there. But, yeah, I mean, I play the game. Is the kid going to know the difference later in life? No.
It's a
strong, do you remember when you were born? No, you don't. How do you know what your dad was? Where was your dad?
My parents were. You know, I mean, they remember, and it isn't about the you know, you're doing it to support the mother. You're just supporting it, you know. Come on. This is, you've got to be there for that. My Lord. Anyway,
I can't tell you whether my dad was there or not. I have no idea. He may have been working. I don't know. I know he worked a couple of jobs.
That age, yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know if my mother was there, but I'm kind of assuming that one.
We have some guests on some very serious topics today, as a matter of fact, as well on the program today. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, will be here later this hour. The revised revenue forecast is in, about $4 billion less. What will that mean for the work of the legislative session that is ongoing? We'll ask Al. Senator John Hoeven will be here. He has worked long and hard on this Keystone Pipeline bill, and Senate leadership, now in Republican control, said, you know what, Senator Hoeven, we're going to make this the first thing we do in the U.S. Senate. And so it was literally Senate Bill 1, and after a bunch of amendments, it finally passed. So we're going to talk to Senator Hoeven, let him have a little victory lap. Congressman Kramer got a similar bill done over in the House. Doesn't have all the amendments, so they got to decide what to do now. But anyway, good teamwork on the part of North Dakota Senator Heitkamp, voted in favor of it and has been, obviously supportive going back to her campaign. So anyway, it's across the finish line. We'll talk with Senator Hoeven about that. We're going to talk with State Senator Ole Larson. He's a Republican from Minot next hour. He has a bill that would create a bank account through the Bank of North Dakota for every newborn in the state. That's right. 5,000 smackaroos. What do you think of that idea? So those are our guests coming up today on the program as well. Here's the numbers again. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's get to some calls here. Some are coming in off air, and we got some Facebook posts. By the way, those are welcome. On the question of the baby or the bowl, Alex says, play the game. This is a female Alex. Play the game. The baby mama can get a backup. Mom, sister, friend. Harsh! From a mom, I might add. Oh, I guess I'm assuming a mom, but, you know.
Hey, you don't know their relationship either, Scott. For all you know, she might be more at ease not having him in the room.
Well, it is a girlfriend, but that's a whole other show. Let's see here. What else? Beth says, I bet he chooses to play. If he were really that committed to her, he'd marry the mother of his child. Okay, here we go. Jay says, play. He has his whole life to influence and parent the child. Well, going to your side,
there
John.
You
you're,
go.
Yeah.
There you go. Talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miranda says he played in one last year. I think Miranda's saying, look, you got that on your resume. Go be there for your kind. I'm going to put her in my camp. Larry says, I've talked about these what-if scenarios with my wife when we were still having kids. In a scenario where I had tickets to simply watch the Super Bowl, she insisted that she would want me to go.
Wow.
Even if it meant potentially missing out on the child's birth. Given this is Sherman's job, a contractual obligation, and one of those rare career highlights, there's no question he should play the game. Todd is winning hands down. I'm man enough to admit it.
And, you know, there are plenty of people where, you know, if you had tickets to the game to just go watch the game, they'd still, and to me, there wouldn't be any argument. You'd be there for the birth of your child. But playing in the Super Bowl, got to do it.
I'm telling you what, when they lower you on the ground, it does not matter. It does not matter.
Well, wait a minute now. When they put you in the Hall of Fame in Canton, it does not matter. Ah, see, that could work both ways.
It doesn't. None of that's going to matter. I'm saying what matters is, you know, bringing a child into this world and you know, that's the significance of that. You can't.
So as they walk, as they walk by the gravesite, they're going to go, well, he could have scored the winning touchdown in Super Bowl 49, but at least he was there for his child's birth. Baloney. Not buying it.
All right. I'm lonely on this one. Here's a call that came in off air for us.
Yeah, I'd say as far as the baby, they can either pull it out early or make it a halftime show. Like, go play the game.
Oh, my God. Might be better than Katy Perry. Well, you know, I don't know.
Well, it could be on WebMD or something. Could have, like, a, you know, okay, now halftime, make sure you click on our website and watch.
Yeah.
There's a point there.
Yeah.
That would be a better halftime show than some of them we've seen over the years.
True.
Janet Jackson, yeah. Justin Timberlake, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. All right. Let's have out of here, my friend. 701-258-0550. How are we doing on Puppy Bowl versus Kitty Bowl? We got that going on Twitter. We don't really. I'll get that up on Facebook here as well, so we can.
I would expect Puppy Bowl to win that one, but it's cute that somebody came up with Kitty Bowl. Wait, what else is the Hallmark Channel going to do to get people to watch on Super Bowl Sunday? Got to try something.
Kitty Bowl. Huh? Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. What's your favorite part, too, is another question we asked about the Super Bowl. Is it the game, the halftime show, the food, the commercials, the parties? You know, Zippo, Casey said, when it's over, and the Puppy Bowl. All right, there's one vote for my Puppy Bowl. I might win something today. Daryl says, best part's the end. Sid says, amen, Daryl. Football moved beyond sport or pastime long ago. It's now followed with a religious fervor that sickens me. How about that? I'm not too far from you there, Sid. Sandra says, a tight score and the commercials. The commercials are the best. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, North Dakota Oil Can. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Find out about the $30 billion in economic impact, the 60,000 jobs, and all the enormous amount of economic activity going on there. Of course, walking the halls of the Capitol, ensuring that the legislators take seriously the needs for Western infrastructure, Western North Dakota infrastructure, the oil impacted communities and counties. Big win yesterday in the Senate with that $1.1 billion plan being put forward. But find out more about that and all the good things happening in the oil country with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. 20 past the hour. Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell here, finding out what's on your mind on this Friday. Al Carlson a little later this hour. John Hovind top of next. And Representative Ole Larson on the $5,000 baby bank account for new babies in North Dakota being proposed by Ole Larson. In the meantime, we get to find out what's on your mind. And Steve in Grafton called during the break to talk about this.
I'm going to go back to a topic we had a while ago about DUI checkpoints and the regulation on travel. Some people say that it's a constitutional right that we should be able to travel unregulated across the country, and it's in the Constitution. Well, if we're going to go back to that premise or whatever you want to be, we should just remove the regulations for commercial truck drivers, so we could travel unimpeded down our highways without having to stop at checkpoints. Should remove the regulations that allow game and fish to stop people on the middle of the road and check to see if they have a fish in their vehicle or a deer or any other kind of game. Remove regulations that impede people from traveling across public lands and private lands with permission on ATVs and snowmobiles and motorcycles and what have you. Let's just go all the way back in time, and we'll just let everybody do whatever they want. You know, drive whatever they want, travel wherever they want without being impeded, no need for a license, none of that. You know, if we want to do that, then I'm all for removing DUI checkpoints. If we're not going to do it all, then leave the checkpoints in place. Thank you. Bye.
Some fighting words there from Steve up in Grafton. Thank you for listening, and we'll see if folks agree. Because if I had to take the educated guess and the tea leaves of our audience, most folks want the DUI checkpoints to go. But interesting analysis, and appreciate you sharing your thoughts as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The big question of the day, what's better, a kitten bowl? Are you kidding me? A kitten bowl. I can't even say that without laughing. Or the friendly puppy bowl. Which do you prefer?
What are we going to do for an encore? Are we going to have a snake bowl or get a snake pit and a bunch of snakes? I mean, what do we do to top that?
I don't know.
I hope we don't try, really.
Are we in ADD society or what? Yeah. Super Bowl, commercials, kitten bowl, puppy bowl. My gosh.
I still say more people are going to flick over to the Hallmark Channel to catch a couple of seconds at least of that than they would anything else they'd be airing on Super Bowl Sunday. It's a lost cause for any other channel.
We're going to talk with Al Carlson a little bit about that new revenue forecast. This will, the state basically is saying $42 is what we forecast oil to be until June, barrel oil. And then from June of 2015 through June of 2017, it's going to be somewhere between $45 and $65. Is that too conservative? Because what it will do is then take, the revenue forecast down $4 billion, and there will be considerably less spending in the state legislature. Let me give you my viewpoint on this. It's not a bad thing. Not at all. I think that the forecast is probably more conservative than the reality will be, but you can change that. We'll talk with Al Carlson about that. But it will cause some to say, well, we can do this and we can't do that. So what should they do? Should the $1 billion the Senate passed go through? That's now, by the way, a little different because there's two major considerations for oil country that are being considered. One is this early session infrastructure funding that's already in a fund. the lion's share of that funding is sitting in an infrastructure fund right now, and they're going to spend it on exactly what it's intended for. So that's certainly important. But some would argue probably, well, wait a minute, there's other infrastructure needs, and if there's going to be less money coming into that fund in the future, now we better do it a little differently. Who's right? We're asking these questions on our Facebook page as well and welcome you to weigh in. Jordan says, helping the West on infrastructure? Absolutely. Creating more entitlements, $5,000 per kid, taxing the heck out of us, raising the tobacco tax? Heck no. Yeah. All right, Jordan, appreciate that. We're going to talk later in the program today about the baby bill. Can we call it that? I don't know if that's what they call it. But it's a $5,000 fund at the Bank of North Dakota for every newborn in the state is what would be created as part of that. Ole Larson's putting that idea forward. And I tell you what, innovative ideas like that, and I'm not sure if I'm for that one or not. I'm looking forward to finding out more about it from Ole. But what that is doing is that's not sending it down a rat hole, right? That's saying, hey, this is our money, and let's put that in a fund so those kids get some fruits of our labor.
You know, if you go ahead and play in that Super Bowl, you can give your kid a lot more than $5,000.
Are you trying to advocate as if you're not winning enough already on this decision?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Todd's trying to spike the football in the end zone because we have the
I'm just saying if you have the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, then take the $5,000. Heck, you can take $5 million if you've made it there, you can probably figure out a way.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to worry about the state giving you money.
For those of you that are just joining us, by the way. We're talking about Richard Sherman. You can call and join us, too, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to email. But the Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman was asked this week about the fact that he's expecting a baby boy, and the due date is soon. I think it actually is in February, so it isn't Super Bowl Sunday, but they're saying, well, what happens if the baby comes early? And he's like, this is news? Seriously? And he really wouldn't say. So we asked, "What would you do?" And I said, "Absolutely, you're gonna be there for the baby." Todd saying, "No, the Super Bowl's more important. Screw the kid." I think is what Todd said. Didn't
no, it's not. Yeah. Don't start twisting what I'm saying here. I'm just saying you've got that once in a lifetime opportunity. You can have 20 more kids. No, actually, what I'm saying is your kid's not gonna remember whether you were there or not for the birth. Go play the Super Bowl and start that college fund.
So okay.
That made you quiet for a moment. Wow.
Well, you balanced it a little more there. So the question is, what should he do? What would you do? Scott says, work-life balance is always a difficult decision. I know what mine would be, but who am I to judge? A decision that he and his wife, it's a girlfriend, but anyway, he and his girlfriend have already discussed. Sherry says, this is when people have labor-induced. Happens a lot. Christy says, here are the problems with this article. Unwed, unplanned. You know he will pick football over family.
Maybe
he already
get married
did.
At halftime of the Super Bowl.
There you go. Talk about ratings.
Halftime show.
Chad says he's a dirtbag. He'll play the football. Wow. Tough crowd today. Tough crowd.
Man.
More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Yeah. Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
Before the top of the hour, heading into Super Bowl Sunday, what's on your mind? Al Carlson's going to join us. I'll bet it is a new revenue forecast that's on his mind. We'll talk with him about it momentarily. We're waiting to track down Al. In the meantime, I got a couple of moments to chat with our fine listeners here on the program. We call What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. John Mandan, what's on your mind?
I guess I'd play the game. The guy's probably worth millions of dollars. He has the possibility of winning the game, you know, making a play and stuff. And he doesn't even know if the baby is going to come on Super Bowl Sunday. Why sit around and wait? Like, what am I going to do? Sit on the sideline and be like, oh, I think my wife's going to have a baby, so I won't play the Super Bowl. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, I think it's the case of if they knew that, you know, she's in labor, does he go or does he not go? Not be there in anticipation, because the baby's not due until the due date is not Super Bowl Sunday. It's I don't know when it is. I know it's something in February. But
okay, know, so if she goes in labor, is he going to walk off the field and go to the emergency room? Maybe he will. You know, it's going to be a decision made by him, not by us anyway. I mean, you know, we're all speculating on what's the right and wrong thing to do, and right and wrong thing to do is up to Richard Sherman.
Absolutely, but I'm actually the question that we ask is, what would you do?
I play the game.
You play the game because of the millions?
No, because I'm a valuable asset to the team, and you know
There you go.
That's my question. You know, why wouldn't you? They're counting on me to play the game. If I was Richard Sherman, I'd play the game.
Yeah, for your teammates.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, John. Appreciate that.
Okay,
and
you're welcome.
By the way, Todd thanks you because we have this little, he'd play the game, I wouldn't.
Just because Scott's a whipped puppy doesn't mean the rest of us can't get our man cards out and play the Super Bowl when we have the chance.
Yeah, speaking of puppies.
That's because Todd knows what he's talking about, I guess.
There we go.
I have a full bank of phone calls and no names, by the way, guys, so I'm going to need some names here. I know we're trying to. John, thank you for the call. Chat with you, okay?
You're welcome very much. Thank you.
You bet. 800-228-0550. Who's this? You're on line two. Go ahead.
Hello, is this me?
Yeah, it is. I don't know your name because it's a long story, but we're trying to track down Al Carlson, and our lines are full, so I don't know the names on these calls, so I'm just gonna say go.
Okay. I'm Ron from Bismarck.
Hey, Ron from Bismarck. Nice to have you.
And I have a question for Al Carlson. I was hoping to be held on line until he got there, but...
All right, hang on a sec. Just hang on a sec. All right, hang on.
As I say, can still be.
Yeah. Let's go to line three. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Who's this?
I'm Char from Minot.
Hi, Char from Minot. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't think it matters at all where he is when the baby's born. I think it matters that he's there during his lifetime doing the important things a dad.
There you go. There you go.
You know.
Are you saying this to suck up to Todd, or do you really believe
that? I really believe that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I have no idea if my dad was there when I was born, but I surely know he was there during my lifetime.
Right.
My point
exactly.
Thank you.
Let me 100% agree with you that it's much more important that he is there for that boy every step of his life as a role model, as a parent, as a, you know, a dad. Let me just ask you this. On that day, what's more important, for him to be at the birth of his son or be at a Super Bowl football game? Acknowledging it's a mega big game.
It's not being at the football game. That's his job. He's doing his job. He's providing a living for his family. He should be at the game.
All right. Very good. Interesting discussion here today on the program. We appreciate it.
Do you know where your dad was?
Don't start with me with that now. Because
you don't know where your dad was.
Yeah. Al Carlson is here, the House Majority Leader, and our guest on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Hey, Al, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm sorry I missed the rest of your conversation. It sounded interesting.
Yeah, we just because it's Super Bowl Sunday, and we just...
And because Scott's losing the argument.
Which doesn't
happen very often on What's in Your Mind, so it's a rare day today.
There's a cornerback for the Seahawks, Richard Sherman, is expecting a baby. And so we've been asking, you know, should he play?
Well, don't lead him on now. Let's hear his answer.
Yeah. So what would you do, Al?
I'd play the game and have a good my mother-in-law watching over everything.
You would. I'm going to call Sharon and see if she agrees with that decision. I don't know if you answered correctly in her eyes, but you did in Todd's because he's winning this debate. But anyway, the real news here today is the new revenue forecast. What do you make of the numbers?
You know, what we try to do, first of all, Scott, is just to make sure that these numbers are realistic and they're responsible, because we have to obviously balance the budget to get out of here. We took a lot of time and effort on the input to these numbers, and in the governor's defense, when he prepared this budget 8 months ago, those numbers were accurate that he used, but the landscape's changed quite a bit. So the sky is not falling, we're not broke. But it'll be a real correction as far as some of the additional spending things we were looking at, because the revenue is going to change.
Now, here's my question. The forecast calls for $42 oil through June of 2015 and $45 to $65 oil for the next 2 years starting in June.
Yep.
We had the former president of Shell Oil on the other day. On the program, who said, hey, $100, I bet, by the beginning of next year. And this guy's called it right before. Guy Moltbeck this week said $200 oil before long. And largely what folks are seeing is that that drop came so fast that a lot of capital budgets whipsawed back, and therefore production is going to come down, and you're already very close to the difference. Does it seem uber conservative to think we're going to be in a $45 to $65 range 2 years from now?
You know what, I tell you what, it depends on who you talk to in industry, Scott. The people I talk to that are actually on the ground and boots on the ground drilling in North Dakota, we'd all love to see it be back at $80-$90. But the reality is that those guys all figure that it's going to be a slower come out of this than everybody else is predicting. You know, it's easy to go up, Scott. It's really hard to go down when we're here every other year on a balanced budget. What do you do in 6 months if we're way off and we can't fund the basic functions that we spent the money on? That is the problem. We're going to design this budget so that we can ratchet up some of the things that if the numbers increase and they go way beyond our expectation, we'll have built-in triggers to handle that.
All right, so let's talk about that. So, obviously, you have the revenue forecast changes, but as far as this session, now through, the remainder of your 80 days of legislating, which would be, early May, these are the numbers you're going to deal with most likely.
Yep, and well, we're going to get another snapshot in March. We have a revenue forecast with Moody's and with our revenue forecasting group, which is business, bankers, or industry. And we'll get another snapshot 15th of May, and we'll adjust them up or down at that time. And then we're going to try and get one other little quick snapshot about the middle of April before we leave to try and be as accurate as possible. And again, it's much better. This is not a bare bones budget. We're still collecting $4 billion of oil revenue from oil production. So it isn't like that the sky has totally fallen. It's a correction, and we know it's happening. Yesterday, we were taxing oil in North Dakota at $37 a barrel. The biggest factor, Scott, is if these prices stay down between now and the end of June, the big trigger is going to kick in, which is a 6.5% reduction in our oil tax. And that's what those numbers are based upon, is that the big trigger hits. And then it takes five consecutive months above the trigger price of 55, 25 or whatever that is, to get us out of the trigger. So the tax policy dictates this money more than anything else does.
So what is not going to happen that you thought would happen coming into this session given this reduction?
Well, actually, as far as the surge funding, we'll have that debate in the House now. That bill's come to us. The property tax relief that we have started as a legislature, the good news is those monies are already set aside. So we'll be able to address those needs out there. The final form, I'm not sure of, but the property tax relief money, we set it aside last time for this time. Good planning on our part, and that'll continue. There's still going to be about $1.1 billion in the strategic investment fund that we can address a lot of these issues with. So we will still have strong reserves going into the budget for the one-time stuff. But the problem lies in the next biennium when the revenues decline if in fact those triggers kick in. So the key things are covered, Scott, and that's the good news. I think it was good planning on our part, and they're covered.
So what goes? What did you have designs to do that most likely will be a heavy lift now given the reduction in numbers? You've explained that, you know, the basic things that you want to do, you're still going to be able to do. What won't you be able to do?
Well, we're still going to fund education. We're still going to fund higher education. Still going to fund human services. But there's a lot of construction projects that are out there that are on the drawing board. They're going to have to wait to see what the revenue picture is. There's new programs that people want to start. There's bills in for free college tuition for everybody. Those are the kind of things that just are not going to take place. They probably wouldn't have taken place anyway, but now it's very clear that there would be no money to afford those.
Ron in Bismarck, question for Al Carlson on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, say, Al, I've got a running debate going with the House Education Committee Chairman Mike Nathy about the things that we did up in Minot at the State Republican Convention, and specifically it's centering around the Common Core Resolution number 16, and you know, I was saying that we go up there, we spend our time, our money, we make these resolutions as voted on by the entire convention. It's approved, and now Mike Nathy says that's a flawed process. Well, I ran into Bob Harms and Jason Flores on Wednesday when I was at the Capitol, and they said, no, it is not a flawed process. So in our resolution, it said, therefore, be it resolved, the North Dakota Republican Party opposes the guidelines and implementations regardless of name or attempted brand changing. And let me change the page here. It says, therefore, be it further resolved, the North Dakota Republican Party urges the rejection of Common Core state standards for North Dakota. So is what we do in Minot a flawed process, or do we have any teeth in what we do up there?
Well, the teeth obviously is always in the laws we pass. Is it a guideline? You bet it is. And we take a look at that. Representative Nathy, the hearing is on Monday. It's going to the Common Core has been given a morning of testimony time for both sides. It's going to get a fair hearing. It's going to get brought to the floor of the House, and it's going to get voted on. So we'll see how those votes come out. But obviously any of us that have been in the party understand that those are guidelines. Does it dictate our mandate, how we vote? I would hope not.
Ron, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader, after a short timeout. This is What's on Your Mind, Friday edition, 701-258-0550 is the number.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, rolling on with Al Carlson, House Majority Leader. Busy guys, we got a couple more minutes. Working on some Fargo flood protection stuff today, aren't you, Al?
Yeah, well, I've got the bill for the $60 million for interior flood protection for the city. And we've got quite a delegation here. I'm going to go down and present that bill, and then they're going to tell the rest of the story. But, Scott, just on the revenue thing, I hope your guy is right. But everybody I'm talking to tells me that we're probably going to have a little longer downturn than that. We're in great shape for this coming biennium on some of the key things, Scott. The SIF fund to set aside money for that deals with the surge and a lot of the needs out west. Our water projects are going to be covered. We put a good chunk of money aside for that. And our property tax relief money has been set aside. So with good management, we've set ourselves up to do a lot of those key things that people are looking for. Going forward, we need to be cautious to make sure we don't grow government to the point we can't afford it. So this is a good correction for us. It's a good exercise. We've had pretty much high tide on money. We've got just to be a little more cautious in these coming bienniums to make sure that we don't spend ourselves into a problem.
Emailer wants to know if you're going to support the plan that the Senate has sent over on the infrastructure funding. You referenced it earlier in the hearing that will come soon in the House. I have a question about the timing on that, because I know obviously a lot of these communities are looking to get the bids in February cranking so they can get them yet this year. But to the emailer's question first, is that something you support?
You know, I have not read the bill. We have not been privy to what all took place there. We'll see it when it comes over to us today. We'll schedule a hearing in another week. By the way, the word fast track, it took the Senate 30 days to get it to us. So the House is not going to react in 2 days. We're going to do due diligence. We're going to look at the new revenues, and we will put out a version of the surge bill here before crossover, the way it looks.
So how long, what's realistic, do you think, before that goes to the governor?
Oh, I would say it would be, that's hard to say. The 1st of March would probably be as early as that could get done. This is a big deal because we also have a big formula change bill, which changes the distribution of how the money goes to the state into the political subdivisions. So they're really kind of hooked together at the hip. And we have both of them now in the House, and that'll be a big part of the work we do before crossover.
I've heard people say that hearing in the appropriations yesterday on both the infrastructure funding and also the formula change, the reference I heard didn't go well. When I take that to mean from the perspective of folks that want to see that change, is just give me your overall assessment. You've talked about the infrastructure. You got to look at that. What about the formula change? Is that going to happen?
The formula change, there'll be something that takes place there again. These are great big topics, and we need to spend our time. I have not had the time to analyze. The hearing was held, and now we'll do the work. We'll dig it apart. We'll tear it apart. We'll find out where the money goes and what it's used for, and then we'll make a recommendation out of the House.
Last quick question. You had some bold ideas for tax reduction. Does that get shelved given the revenue reduction, or can additional savings on income tax, on corporate tax happen?
We've still got that on the table, and we still believe that part of the overall package of funding our priorities, having strong reserves, and returning money to the taxpayers is still on the table, Scott.
Sounds good. Al, thanks for the update. We'll see you next week. Be out there again in a couple of days, so looking forward to it.
Talk to you when you're here.
A lot going on. House Majority Leader Al Carlson, and we're going to talk to Ole Larson, a Republican from Minot, who has one of those bold ideas that Al referenced earlier, the $5,000 for newborn babies in North Dakota into a fund next hour on the legislative session. Also, Senator Hoban at the top of next hour. Bob and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was talking about the DUI checkpoints earlier.
Yes, sir.
You've been drinking responsibly, or you ain't been drinking at all. They're just a necessary nuisance that you got to deal with, I figure.
In other words, you're okay with them, and you don't worry about them because you're not breaking the law.
Exactly.
All right.
And as for Rick Sherman's childbirth in the Super Bowl, you can have many different chances at Super Bowl. The childbirth only comes along one time for each kid.
God bless you, Bob. I found somebody that agrees with me.
I was in Mount Hope, Wisconsin. My father died the same day my son was born.
Wow.
My wife was in Guam Island. That's 37 years ago.
That's something.
It still bothers me.
I hear you, Bob. I understand that. Well, I appreciate you weighing in on that today, okay? Thanks for calling, and glad you're listening.
Yep. Take care.
You as well. We're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Guaranteed, ladies and gentlemen, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Think about that. I can say that because I own one. I love it. But it's guaranteed that this is the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And by the way, if you've ever suffered from any ailment like, a neck pain, a migraine, sleep apnea, snoring, TMJ. MyPillow's helped a whole host of folks who suffer from those ailments get a good night's sleep as well. Mike Lindell, the CEO, personally guarantees his pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own and gave us a heck of a deal for the What's On Your Mind listeners celebrating the 10-year anniversary and the official bed pillow of the National Sleep Foundation deal. It's a two-for-one deal. 50% off when you call this very special number just for our listeners. 800-506-9028. That's the telephone number, 800-506-9028. You can also go to MyPillow.com and just use the promo code Scott, and then you'll get that deal. Guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Top that, folks. Can't beat a deal like that. They have toppers and lots of other goodies, too, you can check out. Travel pillows.
Buy your MyPillow for your baby, and they'll take it to college 18 years later.
There you go.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.